From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The president is back in Washington awaiting the arrival of the new Congress tomorrow. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, confrontation, not compromise, will be the first item on the agenda.
On Air Force One, as he and his family flew back from their Hawaiian vacation today, President Obama told reporters that he was hopeful he and the congressional Republicans could build on the progress they made during the lame duck session of Congress.
My expectation, my hope, is that John Boehner, Mitch McConnell will realize that there'll be plenty of time to campaign for 2012 and 2012. And then our job this year is to make sure that we build on the recovery.
But that seems unlikely in the short term. The new Republican majority in the House wasted no time scheduling a vote to repeal the president's health care law. That vote will occur next Wednesday. And the Republicans have promised to cut a whopping $100 billion out of the president's budget for the remainder of this fiscal year when they pass a spending bill in February. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The outgoing Speaker of the House is gearing up for political battles when Republicans officially take control of the House tomorrow. Democrat Nancy Pelosi, who'll serve as minority leader, is already taking aim at Republicans for trying to repeal the new health care law. She called them hypocrites because she says repeal would actually increase the deficit. Today, a naval commander is expected to lose his post as head of the USS Enterprise because of lewd amateur video he produced a few years ago. NPR's Tom Bowman reports videos included mimicked sex acts and anti-gay slurs that proved embarrassing to the Pentagon.
The Navy decided that they've lost confidence in the ability of Captain Owen Honors to continue in command of the USS Enterprise, and he'll be relieved later today of command. Now, the carrier is set to deploy this month to the Middle East. Now it will have a new captain.
NPR's Tom Bowman. A prominent Pakistani politician has been assassinated. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the governor of Punjab province reportedly was killed because of his opposition to Pakistan's controversial blasphemy law.
Governor Salman Taseer publicly opposed the blasphemy law, which imposes the death penalty on anyone convicted of insulting Islam. Police say Taseer was killed by a member of his own security detail, who later told interrogators that he was proud to have killed a blasphemer. The law, which has been in place since the 1980s, recently came to world attention when a Christian woman was sentenced to death for allegedly insulting the Prophet Muhammad. Human rights groups say the law is often used to persecute members of religious minorities. Taseer was a close ally of Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari, and he supported the ruling government coalition, which is currently in the midst of a political crisis. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
Dow's down 3 points at 11,668. From Washington, this is NPR News. Consumers are demanding and companies are producing. Factory orders rose 0.7% in November, reversing the decline posted a month earlier. The Commerce Department says companies responded to higher demand for household appliances, furniture, and computers. Macy's is expanding its e-commerce operations and adding hundreds of jobs. As Tana Weingartner of member station WVXU tells us, the retailer's move is a result of several years of growth in online sales.
Macy's plans to add approximately 725 positions over the next 2 years to keep up with rising online sales. The jobs will be spread across three cities, New York, San Francisco, and suburban Atlanta. Spokesman Jim Slezewski says there's been accelerated growth in Macy's online business.
Online sales are up 29% compared to last year, and last year was up 20% the year before that, and in fact almost 30% the year before that.
Slezewski says the company has a strategic plan to drive sales by enabling customers to shop seamlessly in stores, online, and using mobile devices. Macy's operates Macy's.com and Bloomingdale's.com. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.
Scientists are blaming New Year's Eve fireworks for the deaths of thousands of blackbirds that crashed down on central Arkansas. Scientists trying to determine the exact cause say their best guess is that the birds became badly spooked and lost their bearings. Authorities say they found more than 3,000 dead red-winged blackbirds in the town of Beebe. Last week, more than 80,000 dead and dying drumfish washed up along a 20-mile stretch of the Arkansas River, about 100 miles west of Beebe. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.